Well, first of all, I want to congratulate all of you who were coming from Virginia. I don't know if that's anybody in here, but if it is, I'm glad you made it through the Marine Corps Marathon and have survived and have gotten to St. Patrick's on this special day. I don't know if you've noticed if you've been watching the news or reading the paper or doing whatever you do to keep in touch with current events. There's a debate going on or starting to happen around the tax policy in this country. Does anybody pick that up? For some reason, the Republicans and Democrats do not agree on this. One side is talking about the economic, getting the economic powerhouse moving. The other ones are saying, you know what, this is favoring the wealthiest of Americans. I've been surprised that that's their debate. It seems like that continues to happen over and over again in our common lives. It really is the same sound bites could be used for. You could just keep replaying them, no matter what the debate is about. As I was thinking about this passage today, I thought it was coincidental that we had this passage today with Jesus talking to the people that were surrounding him and asking him questions to trick him, was about taxes. Now, you have to understand something about who was asking him the questions. And I think it will really relate to our lives if I explain it to you. First of all, there were the Pharisees. The Pharisees were the religious authorities, and they had their list of rules and commandments, and they were taking very careful look at those things, and they were pointing their fingers at anybody who broke those commandments. And as they pointed their fingers at them, they were accusing, and they were pushing people out of their community, and that was the way that they lived their lives. On the Herodians, by just the very nature of their name, you know that they were the followers of Herod, who had been appointed by the Roman emperor to be the leader of this area. He was the one that was responsible for collecting the taxes. Therefore, the Herodians were in favor of taxing. The Pharisees looked at the coin and said, "This is breaking our commandments, the first two commandments, to not have any God before God, and to not have an icon." The very coin that was being used broke those commandments, and they said, "This should never happen." These two groups got together to challenge Jesus. They were on opposing sides of things, and yet they came together to trick Jesus into this question. It's kind of like the Republicans and Democrats coming together, kumbaya, and doing something. This is unheard of. And yet there they were. They were gathered together, and they were united together because they had one goal in mind. They wanted to maintain their power structure, and Jesus was challenging it. Jesus was challenging it not because he cared anything about taxes, really that he didn't have a lot of concern for all of the lists and lists and lists of rules, the religious rules. Jesus was challenging their power because people were paying attention to what Jesus was teaching. Jesus was teaching people about what it meant to live. He was teaching them about what was important to them and why life was important to them. And that was challenging their power because the people were starting to follow Jesus and trying and understanding that all of the things that were being argued about between the Pharisees and the Herodians was unimportant for a good, solid life. So they asked Jesus a question. Should you pay taxes or not? They didn't really care what the answer was. Because whatever Jesus answered would have resulted in Jesus losing influence with somebody. They didn't care what the answer was, because their goal was to reduce Jesus, to get him out of the way, so that they could maintain their power. They expected Jesus to look around the crowd, figure out, do a calculation of how many people were in the Herodian camp and how many people were in the Pharisee camp, and choose the decision, you know, make a decision about how to answer the question based upon who was there. But that's not what Jesus did. Jesus gave probably, you know, one of the more famous of his, you know, one-sentence answers. One of his most famous ones. He told them this: "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." Jesus didn't want to talk about tax policy. And I don't want to really talk about tax policy. Taxes are inevitable. They have been inevitable forever. Jesus wanted people to evaluate what was in their heart. What was most important? What was essential for life? Where were their priorities? He wanted them to figure that out for themselves so that they could then consider the decision that was going to be made about taxes. Every one of us pays taxes. We need to evaluate, if we're doing this, doing our good work as citizens, we need to evaluate if the taxes are being used well. If they are, you should be excited. If they're not, you should say something about it. That is your role as a citizen. But the more important question that Jesus was dealing with was, what do you do with the things that are not going to taxes? What do you do with the gifts and talents that you have in your life? What do you do with the resources that you've been blessed with? How do you distribute those to the places that make the most sense from your heart? And you have got to evaluate that in your life. Every person has to evaluate that in their life. And they've got to make a choice. That's what Jesus meant. That's what Jesus meant when he said, you have to determine what is the emperor's and what is God's. You should have received or will be receiving a letter from us about our stewardship campaign here at St. Patrick's. The theme of which is give, live, be generous. This parish is an extremely generous place. The things that we do to help our community it's unbelievable the amount of things that we do to touch the people in our neighborhood, in the city of Washington, in Haiti, in Texas. The things that we've been doing during this year, we had refugees coming in, and we've been working with them. We've been so extremely generous because we're trying to figure out where our heart is. We've been listening to what is happening in the world, and that shifts where we're pointing ourselves, the things that we're choosing to do. But we rely on our members to make that happen. We rely on everybody to make that happen. And during this time of stewardship, and where we do this every year, and we think about where is our heart, we're determining how we can be generous to this place so that we can continue to do the things that we've been called to do, the things that we have been doing and will be doing. They were trying to trick Jesus. But Jesus knew who he was, and he knew what was important. He didn't do any polling. He didn't have to do any polling because he knew what the right answer was. He didn't even have a coin. He had to ask them to pull out a coin because he didn't even have a coin. He gave everything away. We're not Jesus. But we need to think about how we give of what we have every day of our lives. We have to think about those things as we go from year to year, and we need to grow and we need to become better at being generous, not thinking as much about ourselves, but thinking about how we live in the world and how we make the world a better place. That's the core message in this gospel lesson. It's about how we determine what is important in our hearts. And when we do that, when we figure that out deep down in our heart, we realize where we should be putting our attention. And that makes our lives so much more worthwhile. We gain everything by being generous, by loving others, by thinking about the wider world rather than just ourselves. Jesus knew that. We know that, but it's hard work making those steps in our lives. So as you go out this week, I hope that you will consider the ways that you give to the people around you, how you live generously, because that is the core of who we are as a community, and I know it's the core of who you are as well. Amen.